I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
I don't know if you know this, but I attended Harvard University. I attended Harvard University.
I went to Harvard.
Oh.
University, yeah.
I fully deputize you. There's no way to stop it.
I can undeputize myself.
I've deputized every inch of you.
I've put up a deputization shield.
You've been drenched in deputization.
I'm going to need a towel then. Okay.
Today on the TV Time Machine, our target is the past as we aim for a barrel full of laughs courtesy of Quick Draw. In this edition of our program, we are pleased to welcome the star of the new comedy series Quick Draw, John Lear. Mr. Lear has appeared in the TV series Friends, 10 Items or Less, Jesse, and is best known as the Geico Caveman in that phenomenally successful commercial campaign. Over the next segment, John Lear will help us explore virtually every aspect of this hilarious TV Western, available exclusively on Hulu, with new episodes available every Monday. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to put on your holster, feel free to draw your weapon as we put up our hands in the present to get blasted with laughs in the past. John, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you, Jim. I enjoy being in the TV Time Machine as well.
John, you star in a new comedy series, Quick Draw, which is available on Hulu.com with new episodes every Monday. John, what is the premise of Quick Draw, and tell us about your character, John Henry Hoyle?
Well, Quick Draw, as the name sort of denotes, is a comedy western set in a Wild West Kansas town in 1875, and I play Sheriff John Henry Hoyle, who is a recent graduate from Harvard and is bringing his modern day of the day criminal crime fighting technique to this Wild West town. So it's kind of like CSI Dodge City is essentially.
So what events led to the creation of Quick Draw?
Well, my partner, Nancy Hauer, who directs all the episodes, she and I created a show called 10 Items or Less that ran on TBS for three seasons. And after that show ended, we were kind of looking around, thinking about what we wanted to do next, and thought that a historical setting might be a really good way for our kind of brand of comedy to flourish. And we went out and shot a little test a demo of the show out in Joshua Tree out here in the desert, and it turned out so great. So we took it to Hulu. You know, they really liked it, and they bought it.
What are the advantages to producing a web series as opposed to a traditional form of series?
Well, I mean, to me, from my point of view, they're very much the same. I mean, I don't really see a big difference between working for Hulu than working for NBC or Sony or TBS. It basically the same sort of structure, the same sort of schedule. From my point of view, it's really the same. It's just another way to get your work out there. I know it's easy for people to watch it on their computers, which, you know, hopefully reaches more people. So, you know, we're excited.
Tell us more about the forensic analysis that is employed on your show.
Well, you know, we were researching, and we were shocked to see that a lot of the, you know, things like ballistics and autopsy and toxicology, these and identification, these things sort of were beginning to start in around this time. You know,
right.
Where police were like, wait a minute, let's look at the clues before we decide who did this. And we just thought that was awesome because, you know, we know how, you know, I'm a fan of CSI, and I thought, oh, my God, a CSI in 1875, that's hilarious. Especially when you look at, I mean, some of the things they had right, but a lot of the things they didn't. You know, for example, you know, they employed a science called anthropometry, which basically denoted, you could figure out if somebody was a criminal by the bumps on their head, which is totally ridiculous. But they totally believed it, and so it's just great fodder for comedy, you know.
So even though your show is fun and funny, it's actually scientifically and historically accurate in that sense?
Well, well I, Yeah, there's a lot in the show that is. Now, there's a lot that, you know, we don't know whether it is or not, and probably isn't, but there is a lot of the show that is based on historical facts. For example, the episode that will air on Monday is based around a family called the Benders, which lived in Kansas. I grew up in Kansas, and I remember growing up learning about them. They were maybe the first serial killers. They were this family that would lure people into their inn and then rob them, you know, kill them and rob them. And so we based an episode where, you know, my character has led a crime leads him to this family. So, you know, Cole Younger plays the bad guy in the show based on, you know, the actual villain, Cole Younger. So there's lots of things dropped in that, believe it or not, are historically correct. Some of the more ridiculous things are historically correct. They used to identify criminals by the shapes of their ears. So police would have drawings of outlaws' ears posted on the wall. God, when we saw that, we were just
So for them, that was the equivalent of a fingerprint.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. They hadn't developed fingerprints yet, but they would. If you shot somebody and you thought that he was, you know, Billy the Kid, you would get the poster and hold it up to his ear, and you know, which we just thought was great.
So would it be fair to say that your character is sort of a preppy version of Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, I think it absolutely would. He is very Sherlockian, you know, he's very eccentric. His only saving grace, as far as the town is concerned, is that he happens to be this amazing shot. And so he's kind of this annoying egghead, and the town's like ready to get rid of him, but when he can he then shoots and he's amazing, through no fault of his own. You know, he was in the Harvard Gun Club, he, you know, got a B+. And so he's a really amazing shot.
Well, that's hard to get at Harvard, a B+.
Exactly. That's an A+ anywhere else.
That's true. So what are some of the unique things that you, personally, through your character, have experienced on Quick Draw?
Well, I mean, the funniest thing about shooting this thing is because we've got all these great comedians. You know, the show is entirely improvised, so everybody's you know, making up their lines as they go along, and so we've got these incredibly talented people. But they're all comedians, and none of them have ever been on a horse or holding a gun or been shot. I mean, we're always the comic relief. So to see, you know, a comedian try to ride a horse and shoot his gun, it's pretty hilarious.
Now, would you like to live in that era? And what would be the positives and negatives if you were living in 1875?
Well, I hate to say it, but the first negative that comes to mind is the idea of using corn cobs as toilet paper. I mean, I just think that is ridiculous. I mean, of all the things to use, why corn cobs? I mean, it just makes no sense to me. So, you know, just getting down to basics, that's really the first thing that I would point to. But at the same time, you know, there is something really beautiful about having no technology around. Because we shot the show out in Agoura Hills near L.A., but, there's no electricity and there's, you know, no cell phones. And, you know, and it's just beautiful out there. And being around horses are really amazing animals. And being around them, and I don't know, there's a lot to it that was just a lot of fun.
John, besides Hulu.com, where can people find out more about yourself and QuickDraw online?
Well, Hulu.com is the best place to go, or JohnLear.com. There's also a John Lear fan page, and we're posting all kinds of outtakes of all of the stuff that didn't hit the screen that your fans might want to check out.
John Lear, whose new show QuickDraw is available on Hulu.com with new episodes every Monday. John, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
I would love to. Thanks, Jim.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.